This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Jack, do you have battle working on the Tiny Dancer one for Elliot?
Yeah, we're getting cooked up.
Okay. All right. Elliot Shore Parks of the Go Birds podcast, which you can get wherever you get your podcast, joining us right now on Legal Tampering Day in the NFL and here on the WIP Afternoon Show. A lot of numbers flying around out there, Elliot.
Well, that's why you need a GM in the making to come on. I can explain this all to you, break it all down for you.
You are so full of it.
Yeah. Our last caller was like, nobody understands the salary cap except for maybe Elliot.
And
I
heard. All right. Yeah, I heard. I appreciate the support, guys.
Yeah, forget that. So I guess, Elliot, any surprises for you up front? The first one I want to ask you about is Isaiah Rodgers, because I think you're reasonably confident that he'd be back and a good replacement for Slay on the other side, but him leaving for 2 years, $14 million, I assume you see them signing a starting level cornerback out there and not just going with Ringo as a starter, right?
Yeah, I don't think Keeley will be handed the job. I think Keeley will have a chance to win the job in training camp. But with Isaiah Rodgers, I'm definitely surprised. I think his market was way bigger than people, like me included, but also the Eagles, than they expected. He didn't get like a ton of money. $8 million guaranteed isn't a ton, but the Eagles held it at their number, which was not $8 million, and let him walk. So I am surprised Isaiah Rodgers is gone. I did think they would get that done, but if you look at it, like, look at their actions more than like what they say. Keeley Ringo played 11% of the snaps last year. Like, they had chances to put him on the field and they did not do it. So I don't think they're going to hand him the job. No.
Nope. And the Isaiah Rodgers thing, to your point about him not signing for very much, I think it says a little bit of what they thought of Isaiah Rodgers too, with him going for that much money, they think they can get an Isaiah Rodgers level player for less money than that.
Yeah, I think they were interested in him coming back to compete with Keeley Ringo. And I would imagine with the money, and also, like, you know, if you're Isaiah and you're probably hearing you're not guaranteed a job, you know, I would assume at that point want to look somewhere where you think you have a better chance to be guaranteed a job. And when a team gives you $8 million guaranteed like the Vikings did, you're going to have a really good chance of being out on the field. So I would imagine that was part of it as well.
So then Darius Slay signs with the Pittsburgh Steelers, which is not a name I don't think any of us mentioned or thought of. Did you think it was possible that Slay was going to come back to the Eagles, and are you surprised that he is with the Steelers?
Yeah, I'll be completely honest. Like, earlier in the day, someone that I trust told me he thinks Slay is going to come back, and then almost immediately the Steelers thing happened. So, just to take you behind the scenes of a day of an insider.
Well, but it's not official yet, right?
It's not official yet. I thought it was interesting. The tweet came out afterwards saying it's not official, yeah, and that he hasn't been released, which is an interesting component, right, to that tweet.
Oh, he hasn't been released yet?
He's not technically been released yet. No.
Okay. And does that happen on
Wednesday?
Does that happen on Wednesday? Is that just a paperwork thing?
It can happen at any point.
Okay.
It could have happened already. Even if he's designated a post June 1st cut, which is what I think their plan is, that doesn't have to wait until June. And obviously, he's a free agent since he's out, or his team is at least out negotiating with the Steelers. So, I would think with Slay, I don't think they would bring him back. The only thing that's pulling me back is I was told that there's a possibility, but I think he's probably gone. Yeah.
So Milton Williams signs a giant contract, and I don't know that the number had been projected, but he was pretty much considered a top five free agent overall almost everywhere. 4 years, $104 million with the Patriots. Have you seen a number on that guarantee? I haven't seen one anywhere.
No, I haven't seen a number on it. I would guess you're looking over 55, over 60 million, something like that. I think it's going to be a very, very large number. If you look at other defensive tackles his age, I mean, a lot of them now, frankly, have more production than him, but a lot of them do get over 50 million. So I do think it'll be a really high number. And the Eagles were never going to pay him that. I mean, they just weren't going to give out that type of money. And I do think, though, that if we talk about, Isaiah Rodgers and Slay leaving and Milton Williams leaving, I think they have more confidence in Moro Ojomo stepping in and playing well than they do some of the corners on the roster. If you look at Ojomo's numbers last year, he actually had the highest pass rush win rate on the team. So
Get it in there.
Yep. Highest pass rush win rate on the team, higher than anyone else on the defensive line. And I was surprised. I mean, obviously, we all watch the season. He played almost as many pass rush snaps as Milton Williams. That doesn't feel like that was the case watching them. So he played quite a bit, and he was almost as productive in terms of winning blocks as Milton Williams was. So I think you'll see him get an increase in snaps next year.
Well, we had one caller, Chris Middleton, tell us that he had 6 sacks.
Yeah, and then we looked up. It turned out it was 6 tackles.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think 6 sounds a little high.
Yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't have 1 sack in his career.
Not one sack.
So, $63 million guaranteed.
For Milton Williams, $63 million. Yeah. So that essentially makes it a 3-year deal, right? I mean,
I would think the 4th year is not guaranteed.
Yeah, so... Wow. So, okay, here's where we started the show. So Eagles, we knew they were losing Slay, or at least we thought it was reasonable that he wasn't going to come back. Isaiah Rodgers gone, Milton Williams gone, Josh Sweat, I think, likely gone. Do you have any concern that those are 4 really big contributors on the, maybe not Rodgers, but Sweat played more snaps than any other edge on the team. Darius Slay was basically their number one corner, ended up as their second best, but they lose their number one corner. They lose Josh Sweat. They lose Milton Williams. Any concern about replacing that level of talent, especially if they're not willing to spend or don't have the room to spend?
So, to be honest, I'm not overly concerned about the guys that they've lost. Like, I think Moro Ojomo can do most of what Milton Williams did. I'm not a huge Josh Sweat guy, and I am a big Jalix Hunt guy. So, for me personally, at least, like, I don't, I think it's a drop-off, but I don't think it's worth spending to keep Josh Sweat there. My biggest concern at this point would be the cornerback spot with Kelee Ringo. I do think now, when they play base and there's only 2 corners out there, I do think Cooper will be out there. So, in that way, you could view Cooper as the Slay replacement.
When the hell do we play base?
Well, that's what I was about to say. There'll be a nickel so often that I think they'll probably keep Cooper on the inside. So you do need somebody in that instance to come out on the field. And I've seen Kelee Ringo have great training camp practices, and I love training camp, but like I would not feel confident about him just going out there and being the guy at this point. So I'm not concerned about the defensive line. I do think with Jalen Carter, Nolan Smith, Jalix Hunt, Moro Ojomo, they'll add someone in the draft. I still think there's a chance they get Azeez Ojulari. He's not signed yet. I know they have interest. So I think their line will be fine. The concern I would have is, what are they going to do at corner?
Right. And I guess my final question, Elliot, is you sound like you're sick again, and we have an enormous day for you on Wednesday in which you pull a 12-hour shift over at our big free agency day at McGurk's in Royersford. Are you going to be able to do 12 hours of radio? You don't sound like you're in the condition for it.
So you know what's crazy? I've not sounded sick all day. And I agree with you, though. When I started to do this, I did think to myself, I do sound a little sick. I did just eat a turkey sandwich a half hour ago. Maybe I'm feeling a little tired, but no, I mean, I'm good to go. I'm excited.
Well, between you and Lakin.
The Clearwater flu.
I ate a sandwich, turkey sandwich yesterday. It knocked me out. I was surprised. So maybe that's it. I don't know.
Now, how are you handling Twitter being down for a majority of the day, including
It was the worst. It was the worst. You want to talk about being fully addicted to something? I couldn't even concentrate. I was updating it a bunch. Blue Sky is terrible, but I mean, go follow me on there. I have almost 6,000 followers.
Who cares?
But it is terrible. And also, really quick before you let me go, I got to say, Ferris Bueller's Day Off is terrible. I just watched it a few days ago. The fact that people thought it was so funny when the guy kept going like Bueller, like that was comedy in the 80s. Like everyone was dying laughing. He just kept saying Bueller. It was on this past weekend. It was the most boring thing I've seen. I turned it off after 25 minutes.
The only 10 bucks says you were staring at your phone the whole time.
Now it's always the phone.
That's on the movie.
The only funny movie before 1990 was Caddyshack.
You two are idiots. Yeah. Elliot, you're old enough to where you should appreciate Ferris Bueller. Exactly. Jack's like a 9-year-old over there.
I thought I did, which is why I put it on, but then I watched it and it was terrible. So I guess I was wrong.
God, you're terrible. I don't endorse anybody listening to your podcast.
I'm trying to lock down Insider of the Year this week, so wish me luck.
Well, it's not going well early. They better sign Aziz real quick.
You trade Goddard.
Tell me. Yeah. Well, the Goddard thing, I was absolutely early on, by the way. I said it Friday, and now everyone's talking about it on Monday. So.
Well, we'll see if it happens, though. He ends up on the Eagles. That's a bad case for you.
Other rankings, it doesn't have to happen to get in there. They just have to report it.
So. Oh, here we go. It sounds like the Wambulance is
You guys would be the crybabies of the year.
We're 1-2, that's why.
So are you doing, for the Go Birds, are you doing any emergency pods today, or is it just going to be a wrap-up pod everyone can have in the morning when they wake up tomorrow?
Well, I hope to do an emergency pod. I'm sitting here waiting. So,
For the Eagles to do something, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But no, there will be a new one in the morning for sure.
All right.
Did you already ask him about Becton?
Oh, no. I'm sorry. I didn't ask him about Becton.
Yeah, Becton. What do you think is going to happen there?
So I do think the market's playing out well for that. If you look at a guard in Tampa signed for not that much money, got $12 million guaranteed over 3 years. Now he's 27 and has played guard a little longer than Becton. So if that's what he got, I think the Becton market's actually playing out really well for the Eagles. So, and then also you figure they lost money they were planning on spending on Isaiah Rodgers. I don't know if they just moved that to a corner right away. But yeah, no, I think Becton's chances after seeing how the market's playing out. And that's in general, too. Like, Josh Sweat, too. I think he's probably not back, but Ed Becker's in.
Here we go.
Josh Sweat, according to Adam Schefter, is signing with the Cardinals on a 4-year deal up to for $41 million guaranteed, $76 million overall.
Dude, that's not that much.
Yeah, just like I was saying, Josh Sweat's probably gone. So,
That's not that much.
That's not that much.
Gannon.
I agree.
That's not that much.
Yeah, I agree.
What do you mean that's not that much compared to who? Myles Garrett? That's not that much.
What? Well, it's $18 a year?
40 guaranteed.
Yeah, I don't know.
40 guaranteed over 4 years is basically 10 a year.
Yeah.
In my GM opinion.
If he plays all 4 years, it's not going to be 40 million.
72 million.
Yeah.
Right, but I would guess it's backloaded. I don't know. We'll see when the details come out.
Yeah, just keep saying backloaded like you're a real GM. Yeah. I got it. Yeah.
I can break it down for you if I want.
Well, and you think about it, it's only a 4-year deal.
Yes.
That's not a long deal. He's 27 years old. He can see that full deal.
They better. Can I tell you, they better have a plan for Edge.
Oh, we got a plan. I got a name I want to throw out there, too, at cornerback.
Okay.
Since I'm Jeff Okuda.
Never heard of him.
Former first-round pick.
Yeah, former number three overall.
Number three pick overall.
Okay.
25 years old, Elliot. 26.
I like that, and he does check the draft pedigree box, what they really like, and he's had injuries throughout his career, so you could argue he hasn't hit his potential.
Awesome.
But I do think he would be what Spike would hate, which is someone that's played bad his whole career but has a big name.
Well, it sounds like Becton, though.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's not like we've had luck with those guys anytime soon.
Yeah, I mean, I do think one benefit the Eagles have is when you have a good team and good coaching, like guys that haven't succeeded could come here and play better. So I would like that idea.
And what's the DB coach name that you love?
Christian Parker.
Yeah, Christian Parker.
Yeah, look what he did last year.
No, I'm serious. Yeah, this will be the year I start learning the coaches' names.
I like it. Me too.
All right. Thank you, Elliot.
All I knew was the coordinator's names and Jeff Stoutland.
There he is. Elliot Shore Parks. Elliot will join us. He'll be there show for all the shows on Wednesday.
Clint Hurt.
At McGurk's in Royersford as we celebrate for the Birds Town Hall as we celebrate the official free agency day. Mm-hmm. I don't know. That Josh Sweat, that's not a lot of money.
Nope.
They better have a plan there.
That's a lot to pay when you know you got, you just paid Zach Bond the money he got paid, and they still have to pay other young players next year.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I want to win a Super Bowl this year.
Well, that's not happening.
What's not happening? We're not winning the Super Bowl?
I don't think it doesn't feel like they're setting up for that. It feels like a regroup year on defense. See which young players can actually play, and then you go for it after you sign Jalen Carter.
They found out what young players could play last year. What other young players are we talking about?
Well, they got to figure out Jalen Hunt can do it every day, every snap. They got to figure out if Kiwi Ringo.
No, Nolan Smith.
Nolan Smith is there. Who's the other guy?
When did Nolan Smith start as an every down player, every game?
The last six games.
Oh, six out of 20 games.
Yeah.
And he showed you. No, we got to find out if he can actually do it for a full year. That's why they let Sweat go, because Nolan Smith got to show that he can do it.
Yeah, that's why I think next year is going to be a more of a learning process year than like, they're not going to have a top five defense next year. I think that's asking too much.
But they better.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
They don't need a top five defense.
Why not?
Because the offense I expect to be better.
Why?
Well, I don't know. Because I expect the passing game to be better next year.
I hope so.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's what we're doing. We're projecting. Well, you guys are projecting it's going to be bad. And we were saying people projecting that this defense, we'd be happy if it was a middle-of-the-pack defense last year.
Well,
and we hadn't seen any of these guys play up to that level of potential. So why don't you give Vic Fangio a little bit more credit for being able to coach guys up? Why don't you give the Eagles a little bit more credit for having the culture that they have to develop young players? They just showed you that they can do this.
They developed a young player. They let him walk out the door in Milton Williams.
Yes, because they mean they can develop. They know that they have a formula for success. And Ojomo, they must feel that he can come in and do the same role that Milton Williams had last year. I like Milton Williams. Milton Williams benefited because he wasn't an every down player.
I agree.
Now he's going to get paid like he's an every down player.
It just feels like high off their own supply is what it is. Like, we did it once, we could do it again. We did it once, we could do it again. We did it without looking at all the times they did it and they didn't. It wasn't successful. Mm-hmm. When you have good players, what I always hear about the Eagles, when you have good players here, you pay them so they don't leave. I just like. They better have a plan at edge. And they better have a plan at tackle.
Here's what they know about Josh Sweat. If Josh Sweat hadn't taken a pay cut last year, he wouldn't have been here. That's what they know about Josh Sweat.
Sure.
They were ready to walk away from him a year ago.
And he should have been, he could have been Super Bowl MVP last year.
I know Larry Brown was Super Bowl MVP too for the Cowboys, and he stunk when the Raiders paid him.
Well, that's,
in other words, be an MVP for one game. It doesn't make you a premier player, an elite player.
I totally agree, Ike.
I agree with you. I think Yeah, same thing could go for some other players, but the I'm just saying he was their most reliable edge the entire year, Josh Sweat, and now he's gone. So, or he's definitely gone now, right? Yes, he's in Arizona.
Would you agree that BG was a better edge before he got injured?
No.
Oh, yeah, he was.
No, BG played well and had big plays. I don't agree that he was better.
I think so. I think Sweat came on in the second half of the year. Like, he played in spurts.
I thought Sweat was good all year. All right, 215.
You also wanted him to get an end at the trade deadline. You felt like they couldn't win without one. You thought Sweat was that good. We would have needed one.
We needed two because BG went down, who you're saying was the best edge on the team.
He was, and what I'm also saying is that they had depth there, and they continued to forge forward as a great defense. They finished number one.
But you are not confident in Jalix Hunt being a starting edge on this team next year.
I am not as I sit here today.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Does that mean I'm right?
No. No.
Right. Yeah. I wasn't confident in Nolan Smith last year.
Right. Yes. For sure. For sure. Ken and Cinnaminson. But it also doesn't mean the Eagles are right.
Yeah, but it means they have better in-depth knowledge of the players than we do. And he wasn't worth that type of money to the Eagles. If they could have got him here back on a cheaper price, maybe they would. But for that type of money, they weren't willing to do that.
I'm okay with him
and
walking.
Milton Williams, are you kidding me? $26 million?
I'm okay with these guys walking as long as we have a plan to be just as good next year.
We got to let the plan in. We got to let it out.
Well, I got to do a show today. Ken and Simonson, you're on WIP. What's up, Ken?
Good afternoon, Ken. How are you?
Good, man. How are you?
What's up, Ken?
Spike, do you think that Howie Roseman doesn't have a plan? Like, I'm not sure what you keep.
Well, I don't know. He had a plan when he traded Hassan Reddick, right? And the plan was to sign Bryce Huff, right? And how was that plan?
They won the Super Bowl.
But no. You're too smart for that. Their biggest dollar signing in the offseason was Bryce Huff, who was a healthy scratch in the Super Bowl. So just because they won the Super Bowl doesn't mean every move they made was the right move. It means they made enough right moves, but it doesn't mean that every move they made was the right move. Bryce Huff was not the right move. And also, there's no way they planned on Brandon Graham playing 50% in the snaps either. So yes, it worked out last year for sure, but it doesn't mean that every move they made was correct.
Well, it's different to say I hope their plan works than saying I hope they have a plan. They clearly have a plan. There's no guarantee it's going to work, but they clearly have a plan.
Well, no. Their plan could be something will happen, but if they it doesn't necessarily mean that their plan is for player X or player Y or player Z, because they don't control those players.
So I don't think you let anybody get to free agency that you're not willing to lose.
Of course,
I just don't. You know, so. Look, I mean, Milton Williams, four technique tackle that doesn't play the run. A nice player, but, you know, he's not a three-down player. And, you know, the Patriots want to pay him $26 million a year. They want to guarantee him whatever it is they're guaranteeing him, $100 million contract. Let them do that. I mean, what Elliott didn't say was that not only did Moro Ojomo have the highest pass rush win rate percentage on the team, he had the second highest pass rush win rate percentage in the league behind only Chris Jones for interior linemen. So they obviously – now, look, that we know it didn't translate to six sacks last year, which might be the
– it didn't translate to any, Ken. Zero.
The worst alternative fact we've heard in a while.
Yeah.
But you know, it seems to me that they believe that they're fine there and that he can fill in nicely. And, you know, Joshua is – you're talking about a guy who – has had one double-digit sack season in his entire career, and now all of a sudden he's indispensable. Like
I didn't say he was indispensable.
Well, you let him go last year. Like,
Ken, I didn't say he's indispensable. I'm just saying they better have somebody as good. And it's the same thing as Milton Williams. And the other thing is, and God bless you and God bless them, but just because they believe something will happen doesn't mean that I have to believe the exact same thing will happen. They also believe that Devin White would be a contributor on defense. They also believe that Bryce Huff would be a contributor on defense. They believed a lot of things that weren't right. I could go through drafts. I could go through coaching hires. Like, just because they won the Super Bowl doesn't mean we have to sit here and say that everything they do is right.
Of course not. Of course not.
Okay.
And you believed a lot of things that weren't right, too. But
for sure.
They don't have 4 hours a day to talk about how often you're wrong. So, you know, so, I mean, that's what you do and that's what they do. So, look, I mean, and I've talked about this before, that sacks are the numbers that get individual players paid. That's what sacks do. Sacks don't impact the game as much as they impact, you know, the individual player's wallet.
All right. So why did Josh Sweat get paid? Why did you, who you just told me never had double-digit sacks in it? Well, he had 11 one year.
One double-digit.
So then why did Josh Sweat get paid? And why did Milton Williams get paid?
You said yourself he didn't get paid that much. Milton Williams got paid because he's 25 years old, and the Patriots obviously see an upside in him that we'll see if they see that same upside as a three down tackle who doesn't have Jalen Carter next to him eating up bodies. Like, you know, old cliche, you can't pay everybody. You know you're going to lose guys. Now, we'll see what the plan is, and we'll see how it plays out. But, I know they certainly have a plan. So, you know, they had 38 sacks this year, and they won the Super Bowl. They had 70 sacks 2 years ago, and they couldn't stop the Chiefs on a track that was not suitable for the biggest football game of the year. So, you know, maybe you're better off having a defense that is more focused on the back end, more focused on your back seven, and less dependent on the four guys up front always getting home and recording sacks, which are only going to get them paid anyway.
Well, their back seven just lost their starting corner, too.
Well, and he's not gone yet, right?
So right, for sure. Ken, why don't you give us a legendary movie scene?
Well, I know this isn't going to win, but I have to interject this because not enough people, including Jack, I'm sure, have an appreciation for the greatness of Steve McQueen. The opening scene in The Magnificent Seven when him and Yul Brynner drive the hearse, and Steve McQueen steals the scene, shaking the shotgun shell, and Yul Brynner hated him because he was stealing his scenes.
Mm.
That's a good one, probably.
Never seen The Magnificent Seven.
Yeah, neither have I. Jack?
I know the movie, though.
Don't even have that.
Yeah.
Did
they remake the Magnificent Seven? Sounds like a movie.
With Denzel, I think. I think I've seen the remake.
Oh. Sounds like a movie they must have remade.
Or was it Idris Elba they remade it with?
It wasn't Seven with 7 Pounds with Will Smith?
No, and Seven is a different movie also.
Seven's a different
movie. Seven Pounds.
Seven's and a Magnificent
and
Seven.
And Seven's the one with the Brad Pitt. What's in the box?
Oh, well, there it goes. There's
that's
the
seven.
Scene. And you just gave away a scene.
That is a big answer.
Yeah, that's
that
a huge
a
answer. Yeah.
Everyone will be okay.
They re-released that on IMAX. I got to see it in IMAX about a month ago in
Seven?
The theater. Yeah, I never saw that movie in the theater. Good flick, man.
Yeah, I don't
really
think I saw it in the movies
oh,
either.
Oh, man, such a good movie.
Oh, yeah,
such
a good movie. Several times, yeah.
So coming up next.
Morgan Freeman, man.
Yes. Coming up next, couple of things. First of all.
That's Red from Shawshank Redemption.
Which is
never
disrespectful
saw.
To Red.
Never saw. Coming up next, a couple of things. First of all, we will talk about Josh Allen's enormous extension and its relation to Jalen Hurts. And some.
Oh, somebody else about to get paid.
Well, not yet. And a. Just an unbelievable quote from our friend Daryl Morey. Just an unbelievable quote from this weekend. We will play that for you. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike Spike and